Day 21, the parent-child relationship. Hi, today's topic is the parent-child relationship. One of the challenges in being a parent, I'm sure you will agree, is that communicating with our children or teenagers can drain a lot of energy. In 2007, in conjunction with Dr. Stotland, a psychologist and specialist in eating behaviours at McGill University, Dr. LaRocque developed a programme for teenagers called It's Your Choice. It includes the Behavioural Nutritional Index, or BNI, on the internet, the CD, It's Your Choice, and a book which complements the CD. The results were extraordinary. In France, the schools encouraged all their students to follow the programme. School performance and comments from young people encouraged us to do further research. To make this programme more accessible to as many young people as possible, Dr. LaRocque has given seminars to interested doctors. During one of those, a female doctor took him aside during a break and showed him the printed results of the BNI questionnaire for three of her children, asking him what he thought. What she was really asking was if she was a good mother. She said that she had problems with her daughter, that she was constantly arguing with her and her father, and often did not show respect. Dr. LaRocque looked at the results. Her BNI was good. She had good self-esteem. She had the psychological behaviours and habits that were completely normal, which not so many young people have. Another mother showed Dr. LaRocque the results of her 14-year-old son, asking him what he thought. She told him her son was adorable, never raised his voice, was obedient, and that never had she had any problems with him. Yet his BNI was very high, meaning he had very bad habits and in particular poor self-esteem. He suffered from depression and lacked energy. She had the same comments for her youngest, who was 8, and said he was very easy to bring up and was no problem. However, his BNI completely resembled his brother's. He was also depressed. They were basically two carbon copies. Dr. LaRocque had never seen anything like it and wondered how this could be. After a few questions to the mother, it all became clear. Her current spouse was not her daughter's father. She had divorced a few years after her daughter's birth. He was indeed the father of her two sons. Since she was a doctor who worked a lot, they had agreed that he would stay home and raise the children. When Dr. LaRocque asked her what type of communication he had with his children, she hesitated and lowered her voice. She said it was to motivate them and that he always told them that they were stupid and that they would never succeed. Dr. LaRocque replied by telling her his message to them had worked. They truly believed that they were stupid, thus their passivity and their lack of self-esteem. They were literally crushed, without energy, and felt abandoned and rejected. Their father's premonition would probably come true. They would never amount to anything. However, her older daughter was more resilient, with a stronger instinct for survival. She was abused psychologically by a dysfunctional father, and she reacted with anger, using it to defend herself. Anger had been her saving grace. Respect is not mandatory, it must be earned, just like love. How can we communicate effectively with our children when we know nothing about others? Here are some things that life has taught us. First of all, recognize your own child's identity. It does not belong to you. He is not your carbon copy. He should not have to succeed where you have failed. He is himself. As a parent, you are an important tool in how successful his physical, psychological, and spiritual development will be. but only a tool that he can agree to use or not agree to use. Allow him freedom of choice. This way, he will quickly develop a sense of responsibility. Secondly, love him. Tell him, talk to him, listen to him. From birth onwards, a child is sensitive to being abandoned, rejected, and lacking love. He takes his vital energy from love. If not, he dies or develops a suffering that can last his entire life. Remember that the most important thing is not the reality, but the perception that he has of reality. Be sensitive and respond to his need for love. Set an example. What you are saying is not as important. It is what you do that counts. He is very sensitive to the energy you give off. Trust your child. He has the right to make mistakes. In fact, mistakes are wonderful opportunities to improve oneself. And I would add, the only way to learn. Do not use guilt to get in your way. Avoid saying, you will hurt mommy or daddy, you are a terrible child, you should not have. Guilt is the most pernicious and the most destructive emotion there is. Our studies show that 90% of people suffer from it, and it can poison an entire life. I have tried to show you in this program that there is an immense difference between responsibility and guilt, as well as the ambition to want to do things well and perfectionism. Guilt and perfectionism are two of the worst poisons. Be interested in and support your child when he does well. Congratulate him. Recognize what he has done. This is very important and it will encourage him to do it again. But never praise bad behavior. Show him the importance of assuming the consequences of his bad behavior without lashing out. Encourage him to learn from his mistakes so he can improve. Remember that the intensity and expression of your love should not fluctuate based on whether you are happy with his behavior or not. If you have a teenager, offer him the chance to listen to the CD It's Your Choice. This will help him understand his behavior, take responsibility, and not feel guilty. As an added bonus, it will open the doors of communication between parent and child, which will be good for both of you. Along the way, you will probably try to justify how to raise your child. You may feel guilty. I should have known that. I should not have done that. Stop. You are not perfect and neither am I. At this stage, I would like to congratulate you in your commitment in your life. You have one of the best qualities a person can have, the deep desire to change plus your perseverance. The rest of the time that we pass on this earth tends to work towards a perfection that we cannot fully reach in this life. On behalf of the Motivation team, we wish you pleasure, serenity, motivation, and a healthy weight which is possible to achieve by regularly re-listening to this CD, and we hope you do so. Thank you for being part of the Motivation program and for allowing us the wonderful opportunity to have the best possible job ever, helping to change lives for the better.